Australian scientists have found what they're calling a lost world in a rainforest in far north Queensland. They had to helicopter into a plateau that's impossible to reach on foot, and in just 4 days exploring only a tenth of the plateau, they found three new species. As Tom Nightingale reports, the scientists are already planning their next trip.
Hundreds of kilometres north of Cairns, Cape Melville has dark granite boulders that perch on top of each other next to the ocean. Dr. Conrad Hoskins says it's an amazing sight.
The rocks are about 5 or 10 or 20 or 30 metres wide, big each, and they're just piled up. You know, thousands, millions of rocks just all piled up. So the entire pile of rocks is about 500 metres high. And then on top of that, you get a rainforest plateau. It's mind-blowing. Have you seen the photos? They're incredible.
Dr. Hoskins is with James Cook University.
Around you up top are these lovely wet rainforests with patches of boulders here and there and you know, moist ridgelines with dripping rocks and everything like that. It's an absolutely amazing place with foxtail palms and hoop pines and things sticking out. It's a magic place up the top.
He's wanted to explore the plateau for years, especially after looking at the rainforest on Google Earth. So earlier this year, he and another researcher took a helicopter.
The problem is getting up on top of Cape Melville is tricky. It's very hard to clamber over those boulders. It's just immense distances, and the boulders are huge. They're like the size of cars and houses, just all jumbled up, and it's quite dangerous and all the rest of it. So earlier in the year, around February, I tried to, with another guy, helicopter in to do a survey up the top. But the problem at the top is you've got all this cloud coming in off the sea, and it sits up the top of the mountain range as just heavy mist and cloud.
So you couldn't land the chopper?
No, we couldn't get in. So what we did was I then organised a trip with a guy, Tim Lehman, from National Geographic. Then when we flew in by helicopter that time, it was cloudy and misty and all the rest of it, but we managed to get in amongst the clouds.
What they found was beyond his wildest expectations. In 4 days, they found three previously undiscovered species, a skink, a frog, and a bizarre-looking gecko.
That was probably the highlight, just because leaf-tailed geckos are these spectacular, big, amazing-looking geckos. All these things are amazing. They're really distinct new species, and they've all got their relatives off in other rainforest areas in North Queensland. And what this shows is that Cape Melville's just been sitting there doing its own thing just for millions of years, completely isolated from other upland rainforest areas. So these creatures have been isolated up in the rainforest and just gradually, you know, diverged and become different things.
Dr. Hoskin estimates they only covered, at most, 10% of the plateau in the 4 days. He says it's highly significant to find several previously undiscovered vertebrate species in a small part of one area. He says the next trip will involve surveying birds, insects and snails to see what else exists in the rainforests of Cape Melville.
In Australia, we feel like we know it fairly well in some groups, particularly like vertebrates. These kind of places just show us that we don't know it fully yet at all. We've got these amazing, almost undiscovered places, let alone the other small little patches here and there where there'll be a new species of invertebrates and things like that. So this kind of highlights that there's still amazing places even in Australia to be thoroughly explored.
And when are you going back?
We'll go back sometime in the next couple of months for a follow-up trip. And, you know, finding three vertebrates indicates that there's going to be a lot of other undiscovered stuff up there.
Exciting. That's Dr. Conrad Hoskin from the James Cook University, ending Tom Nightingale's report.